We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. There are now just three U.S. Senate seats nationwide that have not been called following Tuesday's presidential and congressional elections. That's because in the state of Oregon, the Democrats have claimed yet another previously Republican-held seat, as Speaker of the Oregon State House Jeff Merkley has been declared the winner over two-term incumbent Republican Gordon Smith. With me now to talk about what held up the final vote count and how Merkley was able to pull this off is Ryan Brown, news director at KFLS 1450 AM in Klamath Falls, Oregon. And Ryan, it's good to have you back.
It's a pleasure to be back, Greg.
Well, this is one of those races that folks were watching very closely on Tuesday because we knew it would be close. The vote seemed to stall around the 70% of the precinct's reporting mark, with Gordon Smith slightly ahead, and that's how it looked for most of Wednesday as well. What happened?
Well, Oregon has a unique vote-by-mail system. It's exclusively mail-in ballots here, not just those who are voting absentee or other things of that nature. So generally, we get a large percentage of our ballots turned in the days before the election. This year, statewide, I believe it was about 60% of ballots had already been returned as of Monday at noon. And normally, we don't get that huge of an influx on actual election day, but this year was a different story, especially in Multnomah County, which is where Portland is, the most populous county in the state. They had a high number of last-minute ballots that really delayed things. That, coupled with a problem with ballot counting software in Lane County, home of Eugene, another of Oregon's more populous counties, and also a flooded basement in a building in Multnomah County where some ballots were being tallied. All of those things came together and resulted in that delay that we experienced on Tuesday night.
So when Gordon Smith was ahead by a few thousand votes, with those votes not yet counted, and knowing where they were from, was it pretty much a done deal that Jeff Merkley had won?
It was. No one was willing to call it just yet because, you know, you never want to make that mistake. But for most people, we were aware that with Gordon Smith only leading by a few thousand votes and that many left uncounted from those particular districts, it was not looking good for him.
Ryan, how has the political complexion of Oregon changed in the last 4 or even 8 years? Oregon was considered to be a battleground state in the previous two election cycles for the presidency, although Democrats managed to win it both times. This time, it looked as though the Republicans had completely given up on it on the presidential level. So how did that impact Gordon Smith in a bad way?
Well, it certainly was the death knell, I think, for Gordon Smith. In Oregon, a lot has been made of President Bush's bad approval ratings across the country. In Oregon, he's actually the approval ratings for this state were actually 5 points below the national average. And every single county in Oregon voted more Democratic in 2008 than they did in 2004. They didn't necessarily go for McCain over Obama, but the discrepancy was not as wide as it had been previously. So Merkley certainly was able to ride on Obama coattails into the Senate.
So obviously he had some favorable circumstances, politically speaking, to campaign on against Gordon Smith. From what we've been reading, he wasn't exactly the first choice of National Democrats to take on the senator. So what did he do so effectively in his campaign to not only take advantage of the president's low approval ratings, but actually convince Oregonians that he was the right choice here?
Well, I don't want to take anything away from Speaker Merkley, but certainly I think anyone with the D next to their name would have had a good opportunity this election cycle. A lot of that can be attributed actually to the primary election. Oregon has a late primary, May 20th. This was the first time in about 20 years that there was an undecided presidential primary going on by the time our primary hit. So many people registered for the first time as Democrats or switched their party affiliation to Democrat just to be able to take part in a primary. Because of that, there were tens of thousands of new Democrats in the state this year than even just 1 or 2 years ago. That certainly helped Jeff Merkley out as well. But he did a really good job of getting his message out there. There was no lack of money from either side being spent in this campaign, and Merkley advertising was all over the place, and he was able to focus his message towards some of the groups that I believe he knew it would take their backing in order to get him in, and those are those populous counties that we've been talking about in the Portland area, in the Salem area, the Eugene-Springfield area, without necessarily the support of some of the more rural areas of Oregon.
Ryan, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, as always, for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Ryan Brown is news director at KFLS AM 1450 in Klamath Falls, Oregon. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. A reminder that you can get the best of Dateline Washington on the web 24 hours a day, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.